This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply, Lenten Meditations and Music, underway for 2021 at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Roseburg. And Pastor Vicki Brown on with us. Thanks for being on this morning.
Good morning. It's great to hear your voice.
So tell us about Lenten Meditations and Music. I mean, I guess the first thing that strikes me is just how long this has been going on.
It's pretty amazing. It's been 48 years this year. It was started in 1973 by our then organist and music director, Jan Peterson, as an offering to the community, a time on Fridays during Lent when people could take their lunch hour or lunch half hour and slip into the sanctuary and hear some wonderful live music.
For 2021, like many other things, it's going on, but you're doing it a little bit differently. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the music is still being recorded in the sanctuary, and then on Fridays it's scheduled to come as a presentation on Facebook or on our website.
And obviously a lot of work goes into things like that. A lot of people have had to learn some new technology probably in a hurry.
Yes, we've installed new equipment. Elizabeth Lonergan, a church member and our bell choir, one of our bell choir directors, has experience as a videographer, so she's become our IT person and is doing the filming and learning more every day as she does that. Our other music staff have been wonderful at organizing and bringing in other musicians, and it's all coming together.
So talk about, maybe it's a term that people have heard, but maybe not everybody understands, what is Lent?
Lent is the season of the year when we prepare for Easter. In ages past, it was a time when new believers would be prepared for their baptism, which often took place at Easter time. So it's traditionally 40 days to echo Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness right after his baptism. So a time of prayer and extra gifts to the community.
So for this year, you've got different music every week. Talk about what people could see later this morning.
Oh, later this morning is a trombone quartet. They call themselves the Bone Dogs. Wonderful trombone music. Sometimes they provide our worship music, which has been really fun this year. So we're looking forward to that.
And in future weeks, you've got four more. Talk about some of the other things that are ahead in terms of some of the artists and styles of music.
Yeah, sure. The next Friday is a jazz group that also plays for our worship once a month. And then a variety of women's ensembles, so different configurations of some beautiful voices on the 19th. And then we'll have handbells on the 26th, an ensemble from the Methodist Church and an ensemble from here. They've been wearing masks and spreading the tables way far apart so they can rehearse safely, and then will be recording. They haven't recorded yet for that March 26th time. And then on the Friday before Easter, Good Friday, there will be readings of the gospel story of Easter and of Jesus' crucifixion, and then music from Dr. Mark Engel Hobson on piano or organ. So that's traditionally what we do on Good Friday.
So a lot of things ahead. You guys obviously for many years also tied luncheon and all of that into it. That's the one thing that's not happening.
No luncheon right now. It's much quieter around here than we would like it to be in the physical building, but that will come. We're trying to keep everybody as healthy and safe as possible, so trying to follow all those guidelines.
So again, First Presbyterian's annual Lenten Meditations and Music online at 12:10 today. And you said both on the church website and Facebook page, right?
Yeah, the church website, and you can go back and hear any of the previous ones as well. They're easily marked under music videos on our website, which is www.fpcrose.org.
All right. Pastor Vicki Brown of First Presbyterian Church, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.